At the last South Australian state election, the opposition leader, Stephen Marshall, had only been in the job a year. And even though his party, the Liberals, won 53% of the two-party preferred vote, it failed to claim government. But an electoral redistribution now means this Saturday's election is the Liberals to lose. There are 47 seats at stake. Notionally, the ABC's election guru, Anthony Green, believes the Liberals already have more than the 24 seats needed to claim government. And he says Labor needs a uniform swing of just over 3% to stay in government, which is a big ask for the 16-year-old government. Joining us now is the South Australian opposition leader, Stephen Marshall. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Sabra.
Now, Mr. Marshall, why should voters trust you when your party's been caught misleading the people of South Australia about the cost of the Liberals' power plan?
Well, look, Sabra, the Liberal Party is the only party in South Australia which has subjected itself to independent verification of our energy plan. It's an excellent energy plan and it will certainly lower prices in South Australia. Unlike Labor and unlike Nick Xenophon, the Liberal Party has put itself out to independent verification with ACIL Allen confirming that once fully implemented, the wholesale spot price in South Australia will come down by 24%. And that will translate into a big benefit for households and also for business in South Australia.
Nice deflection from the question. The South Australian Electoral Commissioner says the claim that the Liberals' power policy would save more than $300 a year was, quote, inaccurate and misleading to a material extent. In the final days of the campaign, the Electoral Commissioner says that your party's been telling porkies. How damaging is that to your campaign?
No, look, that's not what EXA said. The reality
I'm
is
sorry,
that
let me quote you the letter here.
You
says,
said that they said
inaccurate
that we were saying
and misleading.
Porkies.
Oh, no, I said the SA Electoral Commissioner, and he says that your campaign, in fact, is inaccurate and misleading to a material extent, and that relates to a robocall campaign that your party conducted.
And look, that relates to statements that were made back in October last year. And the reality is that if there is any confusion regarding how the $302 number was arrived at, the Liberal Party has apologised. But the reality is, Sabra,
Just hang on for a tick. Now, you say if there's any confusion. Now, the Commissioner's statement here wasn't conditional. He said it is inaccurate and misleading.
Well,
Why are you issuing a conditional retraction?
Well, what we're saying is that if there was any confusion, we apologise. We have published the ACIL Allen report in full. No redacted components. It's a full model of what will happen in South Australia when we fully implement our plan, and it will bring prices down. Now, neither of the other parties that are seeking to form government in South Australia have done anything like what the Liberal Party has done. We're very proud of our energy policy. We're going to be campaigning on it all the way through till 6 o'clock when polls close on Saturday.
This could harm your chances of becoming Premier. When Jay Weatherill used this point last night during a debate, he said that you had no right to lecture him about power prices because you'd been caught out on a falsehood. Now, the audience seemed to laugh in agreement with him. This could cost you the election.
No, look, I'm not going to take any lectures from Jay Weatherill. I mean, he's been the architect of the failed set of energy policies that we've had in South Australia. That have delivered the highest price, least reliable energy in the entire nation. It's cost every household and every single business. He's got no credibility whatsoever. In fact, 3 years ago, Sabra, it was Jay Weatherill and Tom Koutsantonis from the Labor Party that said unequivocally that prices were going to come down in South Australia by 9%. Since then, they've surged by a further 66%, putting absolutely incredible pressure on every household, every business in the state. Labor's energy policy has been a disaster for our state. And the problem that people in South Australia have got is that if Nick Xenophon holds the balance of power, we are in a very real danger of having another 4 years of failed Labor government policy implemented in South Australia, which would be an absolute disaster.
Well, if SA Best picks up a couple of seats, would you do a deal with the party if that was the only way that the Liberals could form government?
No, look, we're campaigning. We've got 50 hours until polls open in South Australia. We'll be campaigning for a majority government. That's the only way to get this state back on track, a majority government to implement a reform agenda. If people are contemplating voting for Nick Xenophon, let's be very clear. He has not ruled out forming a government with Jay Weatherill. He is continuing to adopt failed Labor Party policies around deregulation of shop trading hours and also refusing to support Liberal Party policies, positive policies, like council rate capping in South Australia. He's running a majority of his candidates in Liberal seats. He's ruled out putting good quality candidates up against Labor front benches. A vote for Nick Xenophon gives us the real danger in South Australia of having 20 years of dysfunctional Labor administration.
Now, if it is a hung parliament, independents usually favour the government of the day. What would you do? How would you win them over?
Well, as I said, we're campaigning every second between now and 6 o'clock on Saturday to make sure that we have a majority government. We're buoyed by the decision that was made down in Tasmania, where the people down there said, look, we want a majority government because we want Tasmania to continue to do well. In South Australia, we do need a majority government, and that's why we're campaigning and saying that the only way to make sure that we get rid of Labor, that we get this state back on track, is to vote for the Liberal candidate on Saturday.
Vote Labor tomorrow. That's what you accidentally urged voters to do in 2014. The gaffe cost you a lot of skin. How often have you been rehearsing your own slogan this time around to avoid that mistake?
I certainly won't be saying that today, tomorrow or Saturday, Sabra. Look, the reality is this is a great state in South Australia, but it's been horribly let down by a tired and dysfunctional government. But the opportunity to hit the reset button comes this Saturday, and we need a Liberal reformist government in place.
What do you admire about Jay Weatherill?
Well, like me, he's a Port Adelaide supporter, and so you've got to give him a tick for that.
All right. Stephen Marshall, thank you for joining AM this morning.
Thanks, Sabra.